Hello, my imaginary friends. It is still Thursday, the 15th of July, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. This is the second audio boo. I just recorded one and uploaded it, and I'm recording another one because I wanted to respond to Andy. Now, that last boo was called We Are Where We Are, and the image was that as well. It's a phrase that gets used a lot at work, or at my client's site rather. A lot of people use that in meetings, and it seems like such a strange phrase, such a meaningless phrase. We are where we are. I mean, it's pointless. It's obvious that we are where we are. It's always true. And Yana asked me what it means, really. It doesn't matter how. Let's not worry now about how we got into this situation. We're in this situation now, and we need to concentrate on how to get out of the situation. That's what it means. And you know full well that they're still coming to play the blame game afterwards. But in the moment, you've got to concentrate on how to resolve the issue. And I agree with that, but I just don't like the phrase, we are where we are. I want to take the mickey out of it and say, we are where we were, and we aren't where we are. And I don't know. It's not funny, but it's just not clever use of English to say where we are. It's just, yeah. Anyway, Andy's house buying thing. Situation being, you've sold your flat, you've had an offer accepted for a house, and the people you're buying off haven't yet made an offer and had an offer accepted on a property for them to move into. So they are going to be sluggish. They're waiting for the right house or flat to come along. And the two main factors really are... Well, I suppose there's three factors. One is how important that house is to you, that you really want to buy that house. No matter what happens, that's the house for you. That's one factor. How much in a score of 1 to 10 do you count yourself on there? Another factor is... how much time you're prepared to wait, or how much time the people below you are prepared to wait. Are you prepared to lose your buyer while you wait for your house to become the house that you want to buy to become available? And the third one is how much balls you've got, really. Are you prepared to say, look, we've accepted our offer, we've given you a price that is high, actually, compared to what you get now. If you put them on the market again now, the market has gone down, so you would get a lower price and you would struggle to get someone to buy from you. So you've already got our offer, it's on the table, we want to exchange by this date, we want it complete by that date, take it or leave it. Then you put them in a situation where they really have to evaluate what they want, how important it is for them to sell. They probably find it an attractive offer because they will know that it's going to be difficult for them to sell it if they put on the market again. But on the other hand, you might push them over the edge and they might say, right, sod it, we don't want to sell to you, we'll stay where we are. So are you prepared to let that happen? What would you feel if that happened? Maybe saying, I've got the balls, I'm going to lay down an ultimatum. Maybe that's not the most sensible thing to do. Maybe that's the foolish thing to do. If that house means that so very much to you. You've got to weigh up all these things. So yeah, we are where we are. Okay, I'm tired. I'm hungry. My dinner is in the oven and cold. And I can't wait to go home and eat it. So take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.